We have devoted a lot of time to people and groups looking to encourage small business startups in Michigan on our program. And Current State's Melissa Benmark joins us now with the story of the founder of a small West Michigan startup and his thoughts on how it became successful. Tell us more.
Yeah, Ryan Peel is the founder and CEO of Virgin's Broadband. Virgin's is a little township near Lowell, Michigan, which is on the east side of Kent County. And he made it his mission to supply broadband in a largely rural area, a few feet at a time if he has to. There's a lot of challenges involved in that. And first of all, I asked him how it was that he decided to start this particular business.
I wanted to work from home at my job, and in Virgin's Township at the time, there weren't any reliable high-speed internet options, and it was kind of for a selfish reason, but I always felt like this lack of good internet in the township was my project, and I was very passionate about the problem and solving it, so I started the company kind of on the side while I was working for another company, and it just kind of took off, and I ended up quitting my day job and working at this full time now, and haven't ever really looked back.
What was your background going into starting this company up? Did you already have an IT background?
Yeah, I had IT background in web development, and I was also had experience in management and supervision, so I knew how to lead teams. And I never took a computer class in college, but I interested in them and networking and things like that.
So you're, in some ways, you're somewhat self-taught in all this.
Right, right.
How did you get the startup funds for this business?
I tried to go to the banks, and this was back in 2009. I wrote a business plan, presented it to them, and they were very impressed with the business plan, but the answer was always not right now or no. And after some consternation about what are we going to do here, I just decided there's enough people in this community to sort of crowdfund it. So I ran an ad in the local newspaper to invite the community down to listen to me give a business plan pitch. About 2 weeks later, I had raised $70,000 to build, get the network started, and I built two pretty significant towers with that, as well as all the networking hardware and other things. And kind of the rest is history. After that, we just developed enough customer base to sustain the business on its own, and we paid off the original investors. And now we have over 30 towers, and we're starting to build our fiber optic network.
What's been the biggest challenge so far?
The biggest challenge, I'd say, is coming up with the adequate financial resources to do what you want. We would love to go even faster than we are, but we're somewhat capped on that, and we have to be pretty creative to do what we can with the resources we have. And sometimes that's a good thing, because having a lack of a resource makes you a little bit more innovative and makes you think about ways to cut costs and get the job done with just, what you have. We certainly don't lack for passion. And the regulatory hurdles that we've had, some of those, can be overcome. But those were just simple problems.
That's interesting, because I was going to ask you that some people feel that, overcoming the, for instance, in your case, the permits, I would think, to put a fiber optic line through an area or put the towers up or that kind of thing. So that hasn't been that bad?
Once we got familiar with the process, it really wasn't. The tower permit process was pretty straightforward once we got to know the folks at the township level. They got to know us and what our goals were. And then once we started doing the fiber optic, those permits are through the county, and the county has been very cooperative, quick to respond. The director over in Kent County is just a very reasonable guy and understands the challenges that contractors have working in the highway right away. And I think it boils down to relationships and just getting to know the people that are in that regulatory space.
there's a lot of wild areas in the area that you cover, a lot of area that hasn't necessarily been built on, a lot of trees and hills and that kind of thing. Is it difficult to get the physical infrastructure in place for broadband in a setting like this?
Yes, it is. We're in a unique area, I think. Sometimes I joke with some of my colleagues that are in more flatland areas, and I kind of call this like the Tennessee of Michigan. The joining together of the rivers that we have, in Lowell anyway, we have the Flat River and the Grand River coming together, and you know, over time, those rivers carved out all these beautiful hills, and you know, we all love our trees, but boy, does it make it difficult to work alongside the road and get things put in. There are so many physical obstacles that we have to use some specialized equipment to accomplish the same goals that, you know, maybe someone else can use a simpler machine that's faster to put this stuff in. But when I come home and talk to my wife at the end of the day, I say, well, we went another 300 feet, and that 300 feet, you know, we worked pretty hard to get done, but it's 300 feet, and we'll just keep going until we accomplish our goals and get the mileage in that we want to do.
I saw on your site that you have a link that people can sponsor a piece of broadband. How has that been working out?
We've always been successful and grateful for the people in the local community that we serve. And it's been our strongest and most successful way of raising funds. And I was trying to think of a way when I created that page on the website, trying to think of a way to make a tangible concept into an investment opportunity. And a mile of fiber is something that we discuss with potential investors. And it, you know, it's something that they can imagine getting done. And people are just, I think they're interested because we're a local company and their investment dollar is going towards something that's making a really big impact to the area that they live in. We think that that's pretty neat, and we think that there's enough people out there that have that desire to invest in companies like us and see something really neat happening.
How do you balance the goals of expanding versus being still able to live in, you know, semi-rural area? And you know, do you want to get really big, or do you want to keep it within a certain reach? What do you think your goals are in that area?
We want to be the number one broadband provider in Lowell. That's our goal. We don't aspire to be the next AT&T, you know, kind of thing. We want to stay local. We understand that people value that. When they call, they like to speak to somebody they know. Our goals are, you know, I would say the greater Lowell area. You know, we have plans for 75 miles of fiber optic, and we're working on that one day at a time.
Well, Ryan Peel, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate you talking to us.
You're welcome.
For Current State, I'm Melissa Benmark.